Póngase las pilas. Escucha los consejos de mamá. Cuando empieces algo, empiézalo con fuerza. No te rindas y sobre todo, póngase las pilas.
¿Qué hubo, mi gente linda? You're listening to Póngase las pilas, a motivational podcast for the professional Latina. I am your host, Laura Prieto, and I am on a mission to motivate you and help you engineer a life you love. I am a mom, dog lover, engineer, and creative soul that loves learning new things. Join me each week as I talk about mindset, motherhood, career, business, and creativity. Because as my mom always says, nunca es tarde para aprender. So grab your cafecito or favorite drink, and let's get into it.
Hey, Pilosa, let me ask you something. Do you always feel behind? Do you plan and plan, but don't get to execute that plan? Or perhaps you have a long, never-ending to-do list that just keeps on growing, leaving you exhausted, even just thinking about everything you have to do. I know the feeling. But what if I told you that I have something that could help you feel more in control of actually completing your tasks and feeling empowered instead of exhausted? I have created a weekly productivity planner just for you, with a dose of motivation to help you kickstart your week and tackle all of your priorities. I designed it to only give you space for 3 goals during the week and 3 tasks for each day of that week. And since self-care is intertwined with our productivity, there is also space to track your daily water intake, your daily exercise, and your daily intake of being outdoors. This method of only focusing on 3 goals per week will help you really hone in and prioritize what needs to get done each day to achieve those goals that week, making them more attainable and increasing your self-confidence. So if you're ready to start using it, improve your productivity, and feel more confident, follow the link in the episode description and download it today for free. Claro que sí, gratis, just for you, Pilosa. You can use it right on your tablet or print it out and fill in the details for each week. Now, let's get into this week's episode.
¿Qué hubo, Pilosas? How's it going? How's everyone doing? So today I wanted to talk about failure and feelings of failure. This is really important because I feel like we've all had these thoughts and we all suffer from this feeling of failure and even fear of failure. So I wanted to just kind of touch on this subject of the mindset and how we put so much pressure on ourselves about failure. I've recently actually been battling a lot with this because I don't think I've shared this entirely with all of you, but maybe I've been scared to share it out into the world. But I am not feeling as fulfilled with engineering as I once was. And this has caused like a very difficult situation in my life, in my own persona. I don't think I've shared this with all of you yet, but lately I haven't been very excited about my job and I'm not feeling fulfilled by the type of work that I'm doing as an engineer. I went to school for engineering. I had all these thoughts and all these dreams about being an engineer. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to achieve them. I've been able to achieve those dreams and goals of becoming a civil engineer and even an environmental engineer. And it has been a great process. It has been a great learning experience. You know, I don't regret it. I don't regret going to school for engineering. I don't regret the jobs that I've had because they've been amazing. The people I've worked with have been great. I've actually made really good friends from the places I've worked at and I've learned so much. But, you know, I feel like I've shared this part of it from the first episode of the second season of how it seemed like when I had my baby, everything clicked differently. And even though I've had these thoughts of, oh, I don't know if I want to be doing this job for the rest of my life, it just, you know, I've had those feelings for a while now, but it just didn't seem like I could do anything about it, to be honest. It seemed like one of those things that it's, oh, well, no one really likes their job. You know, usually at work, it's like you come back from the weekend or a long weekend, and then it's like, oh, it's Monday. No one likes Mondays. Or people are like, oh, you know, it's Monday. It's one of those days. I'm just trying to get through the day to get back home and then come back and do it all over again on Tuesday. So what's so different between Monday and Tuesday other than you're coming back from the weekend? And so there's such a distinction between, ooh, it's like I'm waiting for the weekend. I'm chasing the weekend. You know, I just want the weekend to get here. And I don't like that. I don't like feeling that way because it just seems like you're not really enjoying what you're working on. You're not really enjoying what you're doing. It's just because you have to do it. And I understand that we do. I mean, we need an income to survive. We need to make money to be able to pay our bills and our necessities. So I definitely understand that we need our jobs. And I'm not saying leave your job if you don't have anything planned, but I personally have been battling with this for a while, but I've just kept telling myself, oh no, like this is normal. You know, this is the normal thing. We don't like our jobs and it's okay. Everyone has that. Everyone deals with that. But you know, I feel like there are some people that truly enjoy what they do. They truly enjoy going to work. And as much as they want, you know, I feel like a lot of people would prefer to just be on the beach or, you know, take a vacation or at least just be home than being at work. There is a part of them that is still enjoying the work that they're doing. They're still enjoying, you know, the day-to-day of the activities that they have to do, the responsibilities they have for work. And that's kind of what I used to feel before. I used to enjoy it. I used to wake up and feel like, ooh, okay, today I have to work on this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to meet up with this person and we're going to talk about this project and all this. And I used to feel genuinely excited about it. It didn't seem like there was anything else, you know, and of course, like I would prefer to be at the beach, but I feel like if you really think about always doing only what you want to do, there comes a point that it's like, okay, I'm bored, or okay, what else is there? Because as humans and as the complex creatures that we are, como que siempre queremos más. Siempre estamos buscando algo más, algo diferente. Nunca nos, como que no nos, hay cosas que como que nos, no es suficiente. But I've been wanting to feel like, okay, why? Why do I feel this way? You know, it's already been almost maybe 2 years that I've had these thoughts, but I just kept putting them aside. I kept burying them. And I was like, no, I mean, it's just probably the time that I'm going through, you know, like, yeah, I want to have more vacations. I want to travel more. But, well, I need my job to be able to pay for those vacations. I need my job to be able to actually afford to go on a break and a vacation to all these wonderful places. So I have put it aside and I've kind of just kept going. But since I had my baby, there was a different thought. There was a different feeling of, okay, you know, and I never thought that I would experience that. I knew that people go through it, women go through it. And I remember almost 3 years ago that we had this meeting about International Women's Day, and they were talking about how it is so common for women to leave engineering after they have a kid. And I remember thinking, oh, wow, that's crazy. I don't see myself doing that. Like, you know, I had the example of, I mean, my mom, she's been working since she was like 13 years old. You know, she's always been working. And even when she had us, she had to keep working. And my sister too, she's, when she had her first baby, she had to go back to work. And it just seems like that's the example, that's the model. And that's what you do, you have to. And especially in this high paced environment that we live in here in the United States, you have to keep working, especially for the way that, you know, I grew up, and maybe a lot of you grew up as Latinas. Like, our families have always been working. A lot of times our parents have had two jobs to make ends meet and to get us by, to raise us and give us everything that we've needed, you know, to help us get through and grow up and be able to go to school and everything. So there was always this thought of, ooh, that's not going to be me, you know, like, I'm blessed to have family close by. So hopefully they'll take care of my baby and I'll be able to, you know, keep working. It'll be, you know, we'll work something out with my boss. It'll be flexible. And it has been super flexible. Like, I cannot complain at all because it has been super flexible. My boss has been so helpful and he is truly a great person. So I haven't had that pressure in a way of, ooh, my boss is pressuring me to go back to work, or I need to put in more hours, or he's going to fire me because of this. No, definitely not. That has not been the case. I just feel like once I had my baby and I had these, you know, I had the plan to come back from maternity leave, and it just kept getting closer to that date. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave my baby. And granted, it, you know, I think it's very normal because you just had a baby, and our maternity leave here in the United States is not long enough, I think. Pretty sure a lot of moms are probably agreeing with me right now. You need more time with your baby. You need more time after having them inside of you and growing them inside of you. It's like you finally have them outside and all you want to do is cuddle them. All you want to do is be with them and spend time with them. So I think it's very normal to want to have more time with your baby. And I'm so grateful that I've been able to have that time. And especially right now with COVID, I mean, that's one of the benefits that I've personally had, that I've been able to be with my baby. I've been able to, you know, nurse her, and I haven't had to pump lately. Like, I've been able to be with her and, you know, have breakfast with her before I was going to the office really early so that I could come home and be with her in the afternoon while my husband was working. So it was such a hassle, and it was such a stressful time to have to get everything ready. And honestly, like, I would try to leave before my baby would wake up so that I wouldn't have to see her and feel worse about leaving her. Trust me, I still cried almost every day going into the office, but at least it would give me that sense of, okay, she didn't see me, she's not gonna miss me, like, it's okay, like, I'm the one that's missing her, and I can take it. And granted, she was pretty young too, so she might have not noticed, but I did, you know. And that was the hard part for me, leaving my baby those mornings and having to come back, and I'm tired from the day, and even then, like, I was working part-time. And then coming home and wanting to be with her, but everything has to go quickly because then we have bedtime. And that whole aspect of it just kind of changed something even more in me. It made it propel more. I think it pushed me more into action. And so it made me realize as well that setting that aside, and even now more that she's older, you would think, okay, well, now she's older, then it might be easier to just go back to work and just go back to the everyday of working. And especially, like, I'm still working part-time, but I can't even imagine going full-time, you know? It's very difficult for me. So this brings me back to, if you're not feeling fulfilled by what you're doing, whether it's in your job or, you know, in your everyday life, then you start letting these feelings of failure creep up. You start looking at all the things that you haven't done, or maybe you haven't done correctly according to the standards that you have set for yourself. So all of these thoughts kept coming back, you know, at the beginning of this year. I mean, I went back to work last year in December, and it was very hard for me. It was very difficult for me to go back to work. And so at the beginning of this year, I kept thinking, ooh, if only I had kept, you know, working on my blog, if only I had been consistent, and if only I had been able to make money from it, maybe I didn't have to go back to the office right now. Maybe I could take a little bit longer of a leave and just, you know, keep that time with my baby. It started making me feel like all of these thoughts of, I failed at this, I failed at that, I didn't finish this, I didn't do a good job here. Why didn't I think of preparing for being a mom earlier? Why didn't I save money for when I had a baby? Because I did have that as a plan. And we saved some money, but it just didn't seem enough, you know? It didn't seem enough for me to take a full year off. And so all of these thoughts kept coming back, and then it just made it worse. So the idea and the purpose of this episode is to help you get past those feelings of failure and remember that only you can change how you see failure. Only you can really determine what failure is. There is no book, there is no checklist, there is nothing that is saying what is failure in your life. Only you are the one that defines it. Maybe some people will consider not going back to the office or to work a failure, that they have failed as a professional. And so I hope that you understand and you see the two sides of it. What you might consider as a failure, I might consider as a success. But sometimes, and most times, we are so enfrascadas, nos enfrascamos tanto en una cosa, en un error que cometimos. And then we think it's just a big failure. It's a big mistake. But sometimes those, what we call mistakes, actually turn into great opportunities, into great blessings. I want to challenge you and motivate you into changing that mindset of failure, changing that definition of failure, and really define what it is for you. I've always heard, oh, you need to learn from your mistakes so that you don't do them again. So this creates this negative connotation around a mistake. It's something negative. It's something bad. If you look back on when you were in school, I remember there were times that during tests, we would get back the test and you would look at the ones that you got wrong. I personally always looked at the ones I got wrong first instead of looking at the ones I got right. And that already tells you that mindset. It's like you're always looking for the negative in things. You're always looking for the things you did wrong. You're always being so hard on yourself, on what you did wrong. But you don't take a step back to celebrate what you've done right, what you excelled at, the things you've accomplished. Society as well teaches us to elevate success, but we never elevate failure. And you need to fail to be great at something. You need to fail at least once to really learn and get past it and become an expert. Como dice mi mamá, nadie nace aprendido. And that is so true. Let me see if I can translate this. No one is born all-knowing. I don't know if that makes sense in English like that, but it basically means like everyone goes through a process of learning. Everyone. So that is very important to keep in mind. You need to, yes, you can learn from your mistakes, and that is the idea of it, but you need to have that positive mindset around it. Hey, I made a mistake and that's okay. I am grateful that I made this mistake because now I know what I need to improve on. Now I know how to change it. Now I know what I need to do to make it better, to be better. And that's how we should start looking at mistakes. Not with this negative connotation, not with this pressure. Tests made me so nervous. Right off the bat, I can tell you that. I was not a good test taker. I was a terrible test taker. And it created so much stress and so much anxiety in me that sometimes I would get sick. And that's not good, you know? And I look back and I'm like, that is not a good way to live your life. I mean, if you're always so scared about making a mistake that it paralyzes you or makes you sick, that's not good. You know, that is not what we're trying to do here. You only get one life. You only get one chance at enjoying your life. So truly enjoy it. Make the most effort that you can to try to enjoy it and not let this anxiety and these fears of failure get in the way. So remember, don't create this huge pressure around failure. You need to learn to be comfortable with failure and truly grow from it. Just reconfigure your interpretation of failure and of those mistakes. And I assure you that that will help you to really see it from a different lens, from a different perspective. You will be able to see that those mistakes can actually be the greatest lessons learned. It could be that turning point in your career or your business in which the transformation happens. And that's what's important. So remember, mistakes can be a great lesson. Failure is just part of the process. And it can be actually a great turning point for you. I also want to add that just because you did not get the outcome that you thought you would get, it doesn't mean that you failed. It just means that it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. Maybe you expected too much, kind of how when we set these crazy goals that are not even attainable or in time frames that are not realistic. So we need to be aware of that as well. We need to come to terms with the expectations that we have of ourselves, of others, of a certain outcome, because sometimes we elevate those expectations too much and we expect too much even from ourselves. And so we're too hard on ourselves. And that's where we think, ooh, I failed at this. I am a failure. I can't believe that I went through all this schooling to then come to this point and fail. And that is exactly what I was experiencing back like at the beginning of this year when I started feeling like, no, I need to leave my job. I need to get out of here. This is not making me happy. And then I thought, oh my gosh, when I was actually going to take the jump and do it, I had such anxiety over it. I felt like, what am I doing? I'm a crazy person. I have a great job. I have a great paycheck. What am I going to do if I leave? You know, all these feelings of failure also came into the picture, thinking, I can't believe I wasted all of these years. You know, I've been in the industry almost 8 years, going into 9 years. So it makes you think back on, was that time all wasted? did I just waste almost 10 years of my life going to school and working in a job that now I'm going to just throw out the window? But I had to realize that it isn't that I failed. I actually succeeded. I actually got what I wanted. I was able to reach that goal of becoming the engineer that I wanted to become. You know, the 5-year plan I had, it's done. I did it. I succeeded. I achieved that milestone in my life. And now I'm preparing for the next milestone. I'm preparing for what's next. And that has really helped me to understand that it's not a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. I do not regret it. I am happy and I am joyful, because a part of why I chose engineering as well, I think I was very motivated by the fact that it's an industry that is male dominated. And you should know something about me. I like challenges. I really do. And I like going against the grain. So if you tell me you can't do it, I'm going to do everything in my power to actually do it and show you that I can do it. And I understand that that might not have been the best reason for going into engineering, and it wasn't the overall reason, but I have to be honest, it was a very important driving factor for me, because there was this sense of, ooh, they say that there's not that many girls in STEM. I wonder why there's not that many girls in engineering. So I want to do it. I want to prove to myself that I can do it, that I can do anything, that it's not just boys that get to call themselves engineers. I want to become an engineer, work in engineering, and show everyone, and show myself mostly, that I can do it. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. And that is why I feel so much more at peace with it now. Because I've understood and I've reconfigured that idea of failure. I don't count it as a failure. I don't count it as a mistake. I count it as a success, as something that I wanted to do, a goal that I set out for myself, and I've achieved it. And now I'm in that process of figuring out what's next, of figuring out through different mediums, through different experiences, what I want to do next. So stay tuned, pilotas. If you have found yourself at a similar crossroads where you're like, ooh, I've worked all this time for this, I went to school for this, but now I don't want to do this. I want to do something different. I just don't know what. I don't really know what I want to do next with my life. Then stay tuned for that episode, where I'll be helping you figure it out and hopefully guiding you. And remember, I'm also figuring it out myself. So don't feel that pressure of trying to figure it out and that whatever you do next has to be the one thing and the final thing you do for the rest of your life. No. Bota esa presión. Remove that from your life. Remove that from your script. Take away that pressure. I understand we still have bills to pay. And trust me, that's why I'm still in my job. I'm still, you know, cashing in that paycheck and doing the best I can. But I'm also actively looking for a different way, for that next thing that will really fulfill me. To be honest, at this point, I feel like the podcast has helped me a lot with that. The podcast is something that is exciting for me. I enjoy creating these episodes. I enjoy the background of it, the work that goes into it, the editing, the talking with other people, the interviews, connecting with other podcasters, connecting with people in other industries, and seeing and learning from them how they have reached their dream careers. They've created a business for themselves doing what they love. So I am definitely learning alongside with you all, and I want to make sure that this is helpful for you. So let me know on the DMs if you've resonated with this. Let me know in the comments, and you know, leave a review. Those always are very helpful. Those reviews help me know that you are listening and that you are enjoying the podcast. And if you are shy and don't want to leave a review, that's okay too. Just, you know, send me a DM. No one sees that except me. So, you know, don't feel like afraid that everyone's going to see it or anything like that. But just let me know, because it really does help me to know if, you know, if you're enjoying it. And as always, I keep reminding you all, this is also for you. This is to be helpful for you. So as they say, you take out what you put in, something like that. So all I'm asking of you is to just let me know if you're enjoying it, if you're liking these type of episodes, so that I can continue to do more. And let me know if you have any questions about podcasting specifically. All right, Pilosa, have a good one.
Hey, Pilosa, wasn't that an awesome episode? If you loved it, please share with another pilosa that you know will enjoy it too. because we're all about community here and lifting each other up. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Póngase las Pilas Podcast so we can connect, and I'll be sure to send a shout out your way. Oh, one last thing. I would love it if you would leave this podcast a review on Apple Podcasts, since that is one of the ways more pilosas will be able to find us. For any resources mentioned on this episode, or just to connect, make sure to visit the episode description in your favorite player. That's it for today. Y recuerda, a ponerse las pilas.